Water from the sky. Too much or not enough? How much rain did we get? It's a question we often hear, and it's important because all life on Earth depends on rainfall. As long as our part of the world gets the usual amount of rain, we're happy. The problem comes when we get too much rainfall or not enough. In Queensland, Australia, for example, March of 2011 was a month of storms that brought far too much rain. The rain caused flooding in much of the state. Roads were closed, and thousands of people didn't have electricity. That same spring, very little rain fell in eastern Africa. That caused drought in Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia. The terrible conditions destroyed food crops, which couldn't grow without water. There was little grass for animals as well. The problems are different when the temperature is cold. Then, it's the amount of snowfall that matters. In February of 2011, a huge snowstorm hit the eastern coast of South Korea. It was the biggest snowfall in South Korea since they began to keep records in 1911. Because rainfall is so important to us, scientists, called meteorologists, try to predict the amount of rainfall different parts of the world will receive. To do this, they measure air and ocean temperatures. They also watch weather conditions around the world to see how the air is moving. Meteorologists then make weather forecasts to let us know how much rain to expect. They're not always exactly right, but they do know when we'll probably have large amounts of rain or not enough.